just south of the corner of Clark and Harvey in the great 90808, and coming to you live from Building G on the Long Beach City College campus. You are listening to The Kitchen Sink. I am Christopher Floyd, your host. Thank you, as always, for logging on and giving a listen. I tell you what, it's been a beautiful Southern California Wednesday. I got my roller skating in. I got my yoga in. I got to play some beach volleyball for the first time in 8 months. But during it all, there was really only one thing on my mind today. And that was this lovely lady sitting across from me right now. Ladies and gentlemen, joining me in the KLBC studios is Miss Catherine Dean. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Very happy to have you. Thank you for coming on the show. I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate this. This is a joy. I'm looking forward to this.
I'll tell you a secret. You were this interview, and you were on my mind all day as well. So it's reciprocated.
Oh, good. Thank you. Because I was all over the place today. I tell you, like I said earlier, it looks normal on the outside. Brain is at frappe on the inside. It might even be on whipped, because I think that might be a tad bit higher.
Yeah. It's like my friend has, you know how it'll be like Weird Wednesday or whatever else. She calls it Train Wreck Tuesday.
She and I'll just
send pictures to each other or ourselves, just like, what is happening with my life right now?
It's Wednesday. It's all downhill from here.
Exactly.
I want to get into this. First of all, you're doing all right tonight?
I am doing swell. Thank you for asking.
You made it to the studios, obviously, with no problem behind the wheel. So
yes.
I don't want to say you got lost. You didn't do anything.
Woman,
I don't know
behind
about that.
The wheel, and she made it.
And she made it just fine. Actually, exactly on time. You said you're going to be here at 8:10, and you were here at 8:10.
I've got to give Dave Weckner, my management over there in the corner / personal timekeeper, credit for that one. But
thank you very much, Dave. Nate. may he keep you as prompt with everything as you were today. So thank you for making the drive, coming on down, coming to the show. I want to get right into this because I've been playing your music since October. But that was from the self-titled EP,
correct,
Catherine Dean. But you've been a busy girl since then. What's been going on?
Yeah, it's been craziness, actually. Good craziness.
I hope so.
And that's not just like a little pun to my own song, I'll Show You Crazy.
Which gets played a lot here.
I'm happy to hear it.
Happy to play it.
I know. I always talk to you on Instagram. It's good fun.
All right. Now, since October, which is the first time I played it.
Yes.
I'm assuming you've been in the studio a whole lot.
Yeah. So I actually just a couple weeks ago wrapped up the recording of my full-length album, which will be released on April 28th.
April 28th.
Would you like to reveal the name, or would you like me to?
You go right on ahead.
Or we could do it on the count of three.
One.
Two.
Three.
Hit the lights.
Hit the lights. There you go. Hit the lights, hits the streets.
Exactly.
April 28th.
That's the date. Be there.
Be there or be square. Now, that's going to be available.
Triangle.
Obviously, well, you're going to have some copies at Amoeba, some vinyl at Amoeba?
Oh, I want to. Forthcoming. I do have a record player in my room, so. Oh, and you do as well.
I would love to break out that vinyl and put that turntable. Now you could probably even do some scratching, but that would definitely damage the vinyl on that.
Oh, my God. Can you get a video of that?
Yes, you could. You'd have to tell me the song you want me to scratch, but I think we might be able to do something like that. Hit the Streets is coming out.
Hit the Lights.
Hit the Lights is coming out. It's hitting the streets.
There you go.
I knew I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I thought I was being funny.
It's like you get clever first, and then it's like you get yourself into trouble.
Trouble later.
And maybe I'm trouble. Another throw to my song.
Wow.
I know. Just keeps them coming.
You are going to be set. You're going to be good at this.
Thank you.
And the first single is Be My Sin.
Correct. Would you like me to tell you about that?
I would like you to tell me about that, because I got that sucker queued up right here. That would be the perfect lead-in. So tell me about Be My Sin.
Yeah, so Be My Sin, it's definitely a fun one. I actually wrote it this summer. It's a co-write with, like I said, my manager and one of my writing partners, David Weckner, who's in the corner taking pictures of us right now.
Co-wrote?
He did, yes.
Oh, congratulations. I love that song.
Yeah, so yeah, he played this track for me, because we're always looking to, write new songs. I'm kind of addicted. It's a problem, but a good one to have. And so just kind of sitting there, and then, the melodies and the lyrics came to my head, and it kind of went from there.
I haven't listened to all the new songs. Wait, okay, so, all right. So now how many tracks are going to be on the new one?
Let's see. Okay, there is I'll Show You Crazy, Be My Sin, City of Angels. Let's see who can get there first. Ready? Okay. City of Angels, Tired Eyes. No, you can't cheat. Okay.
Oh,
Tired Eyes. Let's see what comes after that. Fight, Rhythm and Booze, which is my personal favorite pun of the album.
Rhythm and Booze?
Yep.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you. Yeah, and then let's see. Maybe I'm Trouble, Letter to You, For Us We Do Anything. And then, yeah, You Wish She Was Me. So what's that, 11? Is that correct? 10? Did I double count? What did I count?
I don't know if you double counted. I don't think you double counted.
We musicians count apparently are not meant for math, so.
Oh, well, you're going to have to be because the way things are going, I think there's going to be a whole lot of dinero rolling in. So
knock
please,
on wood.
Don't be the next Billy Joel.
Exactly.
So
I can count in intervals of hundreds and thousands.
If you can count in intervals of hundreds and thousands, things are going to be just fine.
Exactly. Hopefully I'll have the opportunity to do so.
I think you will. And as a matter of fact, this is probably what's going to get all those hundreds of thousands of dollars coming in. Be My Sin from Catherine Dean's new album.
Hit the Lights.
Coming out.
April 28th.
Where did you come from? And where do we go from here? Won't let me out of your arms reach. Afraid that I'll disappear. Forget about everyone else and remember me.
Remember me.
Escape your safe reality. Join my dangerous dream.
KLBC and KCTY present Open Mic Night in the Nordic Lounge at Long Beach City College's LAC campus, Friday, April 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. Showcase your musical talent, see your friends perform, or just come by for the show. This is a free event, although donations to help support KCTY and KLBC are appreciated. That's KLBC and KCTY Open Mic Night, Friday, April 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. in the Nordic Lounge. Come join the fun and support KCTY and KLBC.
flying home the other day.
No.
No?
And we are back. Do you mind if we talk about songwriting for a moment? Actually, before we get to that, we need to talk about Be My Sin.
Okay,
give me the background on this.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, I think because there's this line in the pre-chorus of it, which is basically, you know, forget about everyone else and remember me. And I think there's, you know, this, I think when people hear the song, there's the kind of, the takeaway is that, you know, it's me encouraging / tempting, you know, this guy to cheat on his significant other with me, which actually isn't, you know, what it's about, at least in my perspective. You know, I'll let listeners take whatever message they want from
it. They want to get from it?
Yeah, exactly. But for me, I think it's that, you know, the world is messy and there's always going to be something that's going to try and pull you apart, whether it's, you know, friends who are like, oh, you could do better, he doesn't make sense for you, or, you know, family who doesn't really get it, or, you know, just time, or I know, like, for college, you know, you see a lot of couples trying to decide whether or not what they want to do, the whole long distance thing.
Yeah.
And I guess it's, yeah, for me, it was kind of about, it doesn't matter kind of what the past looks like or what the future may become. It's all about, you know, us living in the moment right now and just focusing on each other. And so that's kind of what the song's about to me.
Tell me about the video for this.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. We're going to film it over the course of basically the next week and a half. Yeah, and so it's with...
right through spring break?
We'll see. Yeah, maybe your guys' spring break. But yeah, although I feel like in Southern California, though, it's like every week is spring break.
Right.
It's not like we're living, you know, in... like the Arctic, or I don't know why that's what I went with, but
the Arctic.
Yeah, like, you know, penguins deserve. No, yeah, but I mean, it's, yeah, Southern California. It's like 80s and 90s this week, so
it's supposed to be 96 tomorrow. Okay,
oh my God, that's my birth year. So fun fact.
Oh, there you go.
Oop, there it is.
Okay, that means I have to do math.
19.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Be My Sin, the video.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about it. Yeah, so it's with the director of my last video for my first single, which is I'll Show You Crazy, which,
love
as
that.
You know. Yeah.
Paul Boyd.
You got it. Nailed
yes.
it. Yeah, and so he was such an amazing director to work with. And I always say I feel like he's ruined me for all other videos from now on because just the experience was so amazing. Yeah, but it's going to be a lot of fun and, kind of the theme, if I'm allowed to give it away a little bit without...
Go ahead. We give a lot away of stuff here, so go right
perfect.
Ahead.
Perfect, yeah. I just watch I'll get in trouble, but
no
for you guys, if this was KCTY, I'd be like, I'm not sure, but this is KLBC, so I've got to...
Well, if I'm not mistaken here, it says for us, we'd do anything.
True. And maybe I'm trouble, so...
Well, you know what? You keep up this attitude, and I'll show you crazy.
And then I'll write a letter to you.
Oh, my God.
And you'll wish she was me.
Does anybody have any rhythm and booze?
Rhythm and booze,
rhythm
yeah.
Rhythm and booze, but, well, you know.
But you're like, I can't challenge her to a fight. Get it? It's another one of the songs, so, you know. I'm trying to think, what's left?
Well, you know, that's what you get for being radioactive.
It's not my song, but I'll allow it.
Well, it's a nice cover.
Do you just have, like, tired eyes right now, and so you're just throwing me some tired lies?
No. Oh, my.
Yep. It's not your fault. I'm from the City of Angels, so I'm superior.
Well,
oh, and we're done with the album.
Oh, my God.
And yes, I do think I'm clever.
Hey, if you don't think you're clever.
Who will? Exactly.
Person's got to learn to laugh at their own jokes.
Exactly.
I want to talk about songwriting for a moment.
Okay.
Because a lot of it had to do with what you were just talking about. I was on your website today.
Okay. Stopping me. Good.
Catherine Dean Official, KATHRYNDEAN Official.com. KatherineDeanOfficial.com.
Nice.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
But I was just having a look around. You know, I was talking to Dave earlier, and I'm just trying to think, okay, where am I going to go with this? What, you know?
Yeah.
But I was on there, and I was just reading. I think it's on the front page, the cover page, or whatever they call the front page of all of that stuff
home
now.
I don't know.
The home page.
The kids these days.
Yes. Oh, listen at you. down at the bottom towards the down towards the bottom of it, you say, the message of my songs is that it isn't about being perfect.
Yeah, so I think, you know, especially like being raised in Southern California, you know, you have – you know, not to blame the media for everything, but, you know, you have this.
Yeah, go on ahead and do
that. But I'm about to, so buckle up, everyone.
It's going to be a bumpy show.
Exactly. It's a wild ride. Get on board. No. But I think, you know, you are presented with this kind of perfect, presentation of these people. But that, you know, that's not who kind of they really are. And you don't see, and especially with, you know, social media now, it's like you see what you think is someone's life, but really it's just the best kind of, like, it's, you know, the best little snapshots of their life. So I think, you know, it's not about being perfect. And, I always say that, you know, it's not about not making mistakes. It's about learning from those mistakes not letting yourself be a victim and kind of taking your power back, which is what I try and do with my songs.
I like that. You, you're a young woman, 19. If this whole endeavor goes as planned, you're going to have a lot of people, and not just women, listening to your words. What's important to you about what you put out there?
Yeah,
lyrically speaking, just lyrically.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult because I think, you know, as an artist and as an individual, you want to present what you believe in. And I definitely do believe in all my songs, but then there's also kind of the songwriting side of it, which is, you know, like when I write a song, I'll get this idea and I see kind of this video in my head. Mm-hmm. And it's basically this, like a story, almost like a movie. And I kind of just, you know, write down the story that I see in my mind.
Yeah.
So don't check me into like a mental hospital. I've been told it's normal for musicians. At least that's what they're telling me. But and so, you know, I kind of write that down. And so I feel almost this kind of responsibility to tell that story. And then, you know, I always say that, you know, eavesdropping has kind of a bad rap, but but as a songwriter, and it's the same with drama, it's like my personal life, no thank you, but as a songwriter, it's pure gold.
You can make it totally be all about you. It can be all about you, but in the song there is that sort of wall of separation. Nobody's going to know if it is or isn't.
Exactly. And I think I try to kind of write from a uniquely vague perspective.
A uniquely vague perspective.
Correct. Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so basically just kind of you want it to be specific enough where it's like you're telling a story, cuz definitely one of my, you know, the amazing musicians that I grew up listening to, and I definitely take a lot of, you know, songwriting kind of inspiration from is Carole King. She, you know, really tells a story.
Yeah.
And fun fact, her song, like with or without James Taylor, You've Got a Friend, mm-hmm. That was the first song I ever memorized. But,
oh, really?
Yeah, I was in preschool and we were supposed to do this performance and no one else remembered the words. And apparently I had this, like, little boyfriend at the time, and I, like, pushed him out of the way, and I was like, psh, it's my time to shine. Like, sorry you don't know all the words. Like,
so all of this
take
started
this opportunity.
All of this started when you were 4.
I guess so.
Apparently.
Born a star.
Hey, you are what you is.
Exactly. It's a good one.
While I was on the site, I saw something else there in which you say, songwriting is very cathartic for me.
Yeah.
For you.
Definitely.
How so?
Yeah, so I think, it definitely goes back to, what I was talking about with, you know, it, use your words, Katie. Got this. Sorry, focus.
That's okay. Take your time.
I just found it. There we go. When we're back. But basically kind of, taking an opportunity and learning from it and not letting yourself be a victim. And like a perfect example of that would be my song You Wish You Was Me, which is definitely one of the older ones that I've written. And so basically I remember, I fell for this guy, and then, there we had this whole thing going, and then all of a sudden I found out he had a girlfriend, and I was like, okay. And so I remember going home and, thinking to myself, is she, like, prettier than me? Is she smarter than me? And, like, is she funnier than me? I was like, psh, there's no way that's true. Like, I'm hilarious. Like, sorry, I'm a party. And so I ended up, writing the song, like, and is she pretty, you're funny, you're smarter, even better than me. And then every time I would walk by the two of them together, I would hear the song in my head and I would just burst out laughing, and I had to, like, walk the other way. And so instead of feeling like, oh my God, I wish that was me, it's like, psh, you wish she was me. Like,
there you go.
Exactly.
I love that. By the way, let me tell you, since the first time somebody, probably this guy in the corner here, sent me a CD, I love the voice.
Thank you.
I am absolutely in love with that voice of yours. I want to ask a question.
Okay.
How long have you been writing music? I mean, is this, you know, you were talking about, you know, when you were four and in preschool.
Oh, no. Yeah. So, I mean, I think like most singers, I've been singing since infancy, basically. Yeah, definitely started to annoy my older brother in the backseat of a car, but and it worked. No, but yeah, so I've actually been writing for about 3 years now, so I'm pretty new to it. But yeah, it's been a very interesting ride, and it's one of the greatest gifts that I feel like I could have ever been given.
3 years, and you feel like you're relatively new to it.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so all right.
It's like, have you read the Malcolm Gladwell, like The Outliers? Am I going to outshow the teacher here? What's
yes.
going on?
Yes.
No. Yeah. So basically, he has this whole philosophy of to really master anything, you got to get your 10,000 hours. And so, yeah, just, I mean, I think part of like the being able to achieve success is understanding that there's always going to be someone that knows more than you do. So you got to learn from them.
True.
And master the craft.
Well, you were just talking. It's almost like you read my notes before you came in here.
Psychic.
Telepsychic. Radio psychic. So you're talking about inspirations, people, excuse me, that you draw inspirations from.
Yeah.
What do you draw inspiration from? Who do you draw inspiration from? Who, you know.
From a muse aspect?
From a music aspect. You know.
Like who kind of are my.
I don't want to say who are your idols.
Yeah, okay, now I understand.
But you know, yeah. I you know, because those things can really kind of vary. There's so many of them, so many influences. But just, you know, what is it that, you know, what turns you on about it? What you know, who is it out there that just, you know, you look at and you
I'm
go,
like, damn.
Musically.
Can I say that? I can say
damn. Dang, okay. Darn. Yeah. You can go right on ahead as long as it's.
Are there any bad four-letter words that start with D?
Oh, yes, there are.
Yeah, I'm going
to say.
We're not going to go there, but
no.
You and I just looked at each other because we both know exactly.
Yes.
And I'm sure that the listeners probably figured it out as well.
I don't. Not my listeners.
My listeners probably did. So.
All right. So, who is it that inspires you musically? That you look to and
yeah.
just go.
I think, you know, my number one, and who I definitely get in fights with people about this, about who discovered her first. But I strongly believe, and will fight to the death for this, that I discovered Adele. It's a real thing. Yeah.
How did this happen? How did you discover Adele?
So I was, what, like 13, and I was, yeah, just singing her songs, and I just kind of came across her music. And, yeah, I was singing, like, Hometown Glory back in the day. And then I remember before, like, the 21 album came out, and I was, like, I bought it immediately. I was that person that pre-ordered before anyone knew. And then I was out, you know, playing at little coffee shops, playing Someone Like You on my guitar. And then a couple months later, people are like, oh, my God, have you heard this song? It's like Rolling in the Deep and like Adele. And I'm like, yeah, I'm on like, okay. But, yeah, so, you know, I love how she just kind of came into the game and she doesn't fall into this category because I think there's, I mean, you have kind of the, especially on the more indie side,
yeah.
And I love them to death, Mumford & Sons. But then, you know, you have these lyrics and they're pure poetry, but I think they may not be as accessible to everyone, I think.
Yeah.
And then you have kind of this other side of the spectrum who I won't name any names.
Oh, no. Hold on just a moment. You can feel free to name names on this show.
I know. I should. No, but I shouldn't. That'll go badly.
I'll flip you for it.
You flipped a fake coin. Heads.
Heads, tails.
So I still win.
Yes.
Because it's not a real coin.
Well, you're always going to wind up winning. You're
True.
Always going to wind up winning. I have to have you back.
Yes, exactly. 50-50 odds? I don't think so. It's 100%.
It's all or nothing with Miss Catherine Dean.
Exactly. It's a letter to you.
A letter to you from the self-titled Catherine Dean EP. Hope you can see that.
Here's my favorite.
This is like my second favorite song after
Crazy,
yeah. So I'm going to shut up and let you all enjoy my second favorite song.
Here is the letter to you. I wish I wrote. Yeah, here is the and downs like the rest. I can't promise I'll get by, but I'll do my best. You're lost now that you've been found. All my hopes that you'll be back around. They say it's worse to guess and better know, but that's just your expectation.
I'm Pat Graham, inviting you to join me Wednesday evening, 6 to 8, for the Blues Highway, right here on KLBC.org. Together, we'll listen to masters from the past like Muddy Waters and Bessie Smith, and today's living legends, including Sue Foley and Rod Piazza. It's two wonderful hours of nonstop blues. And since my show originates from Long Beach, California, I spotlight Southern California blues groups at the top of the 7 o'clock hour as I bring you Blues Localized. So I'll see you Wednesday evenings, 6 to 8, right here on KLBC.org for the Blues Highway. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
And we are back here with Catherine D. Oh, no. That's okay. That was absolutely perfect.
Let's ride.
This was that that last song was A Letter to You. Yes. Where's that streaming camera at? There we go. That's the EP, Catherine Dean EP, available on iTunes as well.
This is Catherine Dean.
Well, that's Catherine Dean, but this is the redheaded Catherine Dean, who isn't actually the redheaded Catherine Dean. That was just a nice, lovely sunset Catherine Dean.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, people, it's funny because I've showed up places and they're like, "You're not a ginger." I was like, "I'm sorry? Like, I don't have to tell you." Like,
so tell me about this last song, A Letter to You, also known as my second favorite song off the album.
Also known as your favorite. Okay, second favorite. Yeah, so this one's definitely a personal one for me, because, you know, I will get a lot of, you know, inspiration from, you know, my own life, but then also, you know, the experiences of those around me. There we go. And we're back. No, yeah, and so this one, it was a really good family friend of mine, who, it was actually a friend of my older brother's, who's, yeah, become a good friend of mine as well, Bobby, so shout out to him.
Hi, Bobby.
Yeah, and so his father actually passed away, and he was this guy from, he did the military and was, you know, an active, or he wasn't an active member, but he had, left the service, years ago. But anyway, so he passed away, and they had this very complicated relationship, where, you know, they didn't always get along, but it was clear they both loved each other. And so I kind of wrote it as his perspective. And, you know, he's a single child, so, and he was, you know, just going off, about to go off to college when it happened. And so, you know, it's, you know, the mom, it's like she was already prepared for empty nest, but then it's like you, you know, I think you, like when you have kids, not that I would know since I'm basically still a child, but except not really anymore.
No.
Whatever.
So,
go ahead.
Okay, so this song, this is about a guy. Or at least from a guy's perspective.
Yeah, so it's for it's a good friend of mine's perspective. And basically it's, just kind of, you know, not wanting him to have regrets about, you know, his father's death. And so you'll have some, you know, references to the military kind of thing, which is, you know, let's see. So we'll fight the good fight and man our zone and keep her safe as the new men of their home. Yeah, and so it's just as his perspective.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Please for me, put lyrics with the next album.
Okay.
Because
I'll do a little pamphlet. I'll get on that. Yeah. Or I'll just send you personally.
That's probably better because you don't want to know it's like Wayne's World, you know, the sketch from Wayne's World where they make up the lyrics as they you know, or what they think the lyrics are. That's about where I am.
Next time I'm back, we'll do a game show of like who gets the lyrics right, and we'll try and see if like. I'll try and guess some of your favorite songs, and you can guess my songs.
Oh, I can do that. I can do that because I'm. Oh man, like I said, big old loser. I will lose at that. I am terrible at that.
Well, if you make it up and it makes me laugh, then you'll still get a point.
I can do that. I can do that. I can.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. Okay. So the album comes out April 28th.
Correct.
You've got some dates coming up, and by dates, I don't mean, I mean like playing dates.
My love life, yes. Let's have a nice powwow about what's going on.
Her love life will be taking place April 3rd at Genghis Cohen.
Yes, on Fairfax.
On Fairfax. That's on a Friday. That's on a Friday. Friday, April 3rd at Genghis Cohen.
Oh, it's all ages.
It's an all ages show. Thank you.
Yeah, and actually, that's definitely a venue that's close to my heart because I did, you know, it was one of the first places I played. I played at Molly Malone's as well. That was like my first, you know, real show.
How was that? Your first real show? How was that?
Yeah, it was so much fun. It's fun because that one, you know, is in a bar. And so, you know, being under 21, you know, I can be on the stage, I can be backstage. But other than that, like legally speaking, I can't be on the floor. So I'll have, you know, like a big bouncer, you know, like walking back to the bathroom. So, of course, I've befriended them and, you know, you'll see me come up and everyone's all afraid of these guys. I'm like, brothers, let's do this.
Always befriend the bouncers.
Field trip.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, because you also did something up at the L.A. House of Blues.
Yes.
And what was that? Yeah. I sent somebody up to the show. He took his whole family up there, kids and everything, and had a gas.
Yeah.
So, Craig, if you're out there.
Craig, thank you for coming and for coming with your family.
He was defending you earlier today.
What was he defending me from?
Well, I posted a picture up, and somebody says, "Ooh, she's hot."
And then, Thank you, random stranger.
Here comes Craig on the next line, and talented too. So he's got your back.
Craig's got me.
Yeah. So
I thought you were gonna be like, "She's awful. I hate her." Like, no, she's great. Like, no, I'll take. I feel like that's not a But thank you, Craig.
So he'll definitely be buying that album. Hit the Lights when it comes out April 28th.
Correct. Yes.
When it hits the streets, April 28th.
Shout out to Craig. Thank you for defending my honor. Most valiant.
Prince Valiant Craig. I know we were talking about something, and I just got totally. Upcoming dates.
Yes.
All right. So the album comes out April 28th. I don't know if I can say that enough. That Catherine Dean's new album, Hit the Lights, hits the streets April 28th. What's going on after that?
Hey, guys, I don't know if you've heard, but I'm releasing an album on the 20th of April.
Get out of here!
It's called Hit the Lights by yours truly, Catherine Dean.
What are the plans after that? Tour?
The sky's the limit, I guess. We're going to definitely be up in the show dates, and the album release party is The Mint on the 19th. You're invited.
It's like you're in my head.
Am I?
Let me hide my notes from you.
Okay.
Because you know what?
Because
the next time,
should I get out?
Well, no. The next time, it's just like you'll be doing this all alone, and I'll be the one who's out there looking up through the window.
I'll still bring you. Don't worry.
All right.
We need to have our playful banter.
Oh, witty repartee going on here. April 19th at the Mint.
Correct.
Not an all ages show.
That is an all ages show.
That is an all ages
show.
Yeah,
we did that especially at the Mint because, you know, since I'm 19, a lot of my friends aren't 21.
That would make sense.
A lot of them, I won't, you know, reveal why, but I think you college kids and adults know how that one works, but, you know, aren't viewed as, you know, under 21 all the time at certain venues because of certain identification that may or may not be forged. But anyway, not that it
stops. Do kids do that nowadays? What?
I don't know. I just, you know, I'm home all the time reading, you know, with my chastity belt, you know, just locking it up. I wouldn't know anything about that. That's why I have a song called Rhythm and Booze.
Rhythm and Booze, that's right. What's going to happen on this tour? So we've got two tour dates at least scheduled for April.
Correct.
What happens in May? Are we talking about like a worldwide tour? Are we talking about let's just get her on the West Coast? What's going on with that?
Yeah, so we're doing this radio promotion campaign for this album. We're taking it to AC and Hot AC, which will be good fun. And so I think we're going to, you know, mainly do it based on different radio stations and kind of go travel there to the different stations playing me.
Yeah.
Like this fine one, KLBC.
Like this fine one. I tell you what, I hope it gets better than this because it's
I don't think it will because this place is freezing. And as I was telling you, I love the freezing cold.
Yeah, 65.3 degrees.
Oh, see, that's like perfect. That's nice and balmy for me. Sorry I'm so hot.
Sorry I'm so cold.
I'm not, actually, so. My band basically brings parkas to our rehearsal space.
Good band. What?
Would you like me to tell you about my band? Yes, okay. So an all-male band. I love – shout out to my boys.
And who are they?
Yes, okay. So we have – we kind of have some rotation going on in there, but repping – we actually have this little melting pot in the band because – so you have my drummer – Eduardo Tancredi, and he's from Italy, and then one of my, like, born and raised, and then one of my guitar players is also, Dario Forzato, is also from Italy, and then you've got my bassist, who, Peter Kastner, who's Austrian, also born and raised over there, and then, one of my other guitar players is from Chile, and that's Giacomo Picasso, and then repping America, because this is America,
everyone,
in case you guys
forgot. I'm waiting for an American musician in this band somewhere.
Yeah, so we've got Timothy Butterworth.
There.
He's from Maine, and then Cody Scott, and he just, it almost doesn't, yeah, so he's, so Cody Scott and Peter both play bass, Peter Kastner. And then there's yours truly, who's born and bred in Southern California.
And
so I'm repping.
You play guitar?
I mean.
Piano?
So,
a little bit of both?
Well, so I play enough. I play enough guitar, piano, and ukulele to write songs. But I don't know if I wouldn't, you know, consider myself a master at any of those. Especially if you put me next to my band, I'm like, psh, nope. Hard pass. Although you can see me playing ukulele at a 15-second cover of Riptide by Vance Joy on Instagram.
We're going to talk about this ukulele when we get back.
What song is this?
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I can tell you in just a moment.
If you play the first second, I can tell you.
Told you so.
Ooh. Is this the new one?
Were you really surprised when she left all your memories behind? She never said she was hurting, but what girl means it when crying, and she's dying for you to take her home, and she doesn't want space, she just wants to be chased, and for you to show her she's not alone. So don't wait and let her go, 'cause I don't wanna be the one who has to say, I told you so.
I was just going to steal your job.
You just did that. You're going to keep stealing my job. That would apparently was a 16-year-old Catherine Dean doing that.
Yeah, it was.
I must be halfway out
here. There we go. There's my right side. I was wondering. I thought I was like shifting over to the left here. I couldn't hear myself. So tell me about this song.
Yes.
You recorded this when you were 16?
16 years
That's
old.
That's an incredible voice. I tell you what, I love
Thank
it. So, okay,
you.
So tell me about this.
Yeah, so this one, I remember I was in Florida visiting my grandma. I'm convinced that all old people live in Florida.
It's a fact. No, I'm in California.
You're not old. Oh, my God.
I know, right?
You're not. Okay, 50 is not
Shut
old.
Up!
I'm sorry.
Oh, my
28
God.
Is not old.
Yeah, thank you. Nice recovery there.
Thank you. I just have, I made a slip of mouth. That's what the word is.
So tell me about the song.
Yes, yeah, so I was in Florida. I was with my grandma. It was super hot, and so... Yeah, I'm just kicking it, like, in my PJs. I was like, oh, my God, I can't handle this. So I just went and, like, I was just kicking it in the bathtub because, you know, like, the tile's nice and cool.
Because it's – okay, thank you.
Please. That's 16-year-old Catherine Dean, which makes that jailbait/illegal. God.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you're not – you know, I mean, how do you kick it in the bathtub?
Yeah, you just, like – I brought a little pillow in there and everywhere I go, I kick it.
Okay.
It's a skill.
So you're enjoying the coolness of the tub.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so I was just, you know, singing and it just kind of came to me of, you know, I feel like you see in all these movies. Actually, you know what it was? I was watching this movie And you know, it's, you know, you have the 30-minute mark where they fall in love, and then, you know, the 60-minute mark where they break up because of, you know, some whatever, and the 90-minute mark they fall back in love again, and all's happy.
The Sid Field School of Screenwriting there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm basically a certified screenwriter now. It's a thing. Just kidding. It's definitely not a thing.
Okay.
Another fake thing of mine, I'll say, like, Catherine Dean FD, fake doctor.
Fake doctor.
Yep, FD. Yep, it's a degree. It's little known. It's very rare.
It's a what?
It's a little known degree.
Before that. Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Fake doctor?
Oh, okay. Okay, no. I again misheard. I didn't use enough Q-tips today.
Okay, well, you a said Q-tip degree. Away keeps the doctor. That's not a real thing, but maybe that'll become a new thing. Hashtag it. KLBC, Catherine D.
That's right, because you're already trouble.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I would say maybe I'm trouble, definitely trouble. Yeah, but basically, yeah, so you'll see in these kind of movies and everything, it's this guy, it's like, you know, she's like, oh my gosh, just leave me alone. And it's like, she doesn't want to be left alone. Like, she, and so, you know, the line came to me, she doesn't want space, she just wants to be chased. And so, yeah, kind of the song went from there. And then this, and then one of my other songs, So Undeniable, was on a show in Brazil called Mel Haco. I feel like I'm definitely pronouncing that wrong, but I still love you guys. Yeah, and so that one's been really cool. Because I've, yeah, developed a nice following over there.
I'll say you have, because I get stuff from Brazil, and I'm just like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
This is all from you. This is all your fault. You're why I'm like...
Well, it's funny, because this good friend of my brother's who... My brother and I are really close, and we're like the guy and girl version of each other. So basically, you know, all of his good friends become my good friends. And yeah, so I posted this picture around Christmas time of the two of us. And so, yeah, this friend of ours, shout out to Wade. He commented, like, so my brother just got this haircut. And the first day it looked like Sam Smith.
Okay.
And so I would just be like, Andrew, like, he'd walk away and be like, Andrew, won't you stay with me? Or he'd like, oh my God, are you going to latch on to me? And so, yeah. And then, so like a couple days later, we take, you know, the Christmas card picture. And so he comments, Wade comments, oh my God, is that Macklemore? And so he's texting my brother the next day. He's like, oh my God, so this girl followed me on Instagram. I thought it was just like some chick from my high school, but turns out it's one of like, you know, because they all know me as Katie. But, you know, Catherine Dean, I love you. Yeah, just in her bio. And then I've had some where it's like they have the anniversary of when I start following them back. And people actually started covering I Told You So on YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, what?
I didn't, I mean, I was going crazy wondering why I was getting all this stuff.
What?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I was just doing that. That was just for myself.
Like, is this like some kind of secret code?
No, page after page after page after page of cover songs.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. It's really fun, though.
You better give a shout out to Brazil, because I'm assuming you're going there at some point in time.
That's hopefully the game plan. That's definitely in the, probably not in as near of the future, but... yeah, like I was telling you that, you know, after 5 years of Spanish, of course, Brazil speaks Portuguese. So, you know, Google Translate and I have been doing a good job. And they're all super great about, you know, just, like, commenting on English. And it's cute because I was like, I'm sorry if my English is bad. And I was like, psh, like, you should see how my Portuguese would be. But, yeah, and so there's apparently a Catherine Dean fan club account started by this girl in Brazil, which is really cool.
See, I have so many people I need to go back and try to find and refriend because I didn't know where they were coming from.
Yeah. So shout out to all of my followers. If you're following anyone that, like, KLBC or Christopher here.
It would be just me on Twitter. It's usually all from Twitter.
What's your handle? Do you not know?
Not mine, off the top of my head.
Mine is Real Catherine Dean, R-E-A-L, which is how you spell real, and then K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, D-E-A-N. And then everything else is Catherine Dean Official, including my website, CatherineDeanOfficial.com.
I tell you what, that's an awesome job of stalling. I am at, I'm on Twitter at TKS Podcast.
Got it.
I hope that's right.
Yeah. But I would say, yeah, Twitter is definitely, yeah, a bigger one for, you know, Brazil. And then Facebook has been fun, too.
I tell you what. What's been fun is doing this. speaking of City of Angels, let me do this. Cross your fingers here, because we're going to see
if this works. While you do that, I was going to say, this one is definitely my favorite in terms of, I feel like this is my best song for both vocal / from a songwriting standpoint.
You're setting me up here. Oh, please.
Thank you. I know. If it doesn't work, I'll hum a few bars. And it works. This is City of Angels by Catherine Dean on her album, which will be released April 28th, Hit the Lights.
Boom. I wanted to play my hand with salvation, but it all I got was a heart that won't stop racing. Racing for the city of angels, a secret sound hotel. So I just myself for you. Got the devil in my veins, I'm leaning towards insane. Got you on the brain. In the city of angels, a city of angels, city where I fell to you. When the silence won't stop screaming, your words have no meaning. Our voice, faith in believing your own. I see him. Whoa, whoa, whoa. See him. In the city of the tip.
City of Angels off of the upcoming Catherine Dean full length, her debut. Would that be a debut?
Yeah,
full length release. Hit the Lights.
Yes.
Which comes out April 28th.
Correct. But you can, if you're like, oh my God, I can't possibly wait for that, never fear, because it's a continuation of the EP, which you can find on iTunes as of right now.
What do you mean it's a continuation of the EP?
Yeah, so basically, so, you know, it's 10 songs and five of them are the ones that were on the, EP. Actually, although I did re-record the vocal and add some live drums with, my drummer Ido. Because now, my band's playing on basically all the tracks now.
Yeah.
So I added them to the current ones. But you guys can, find it, Catherine Dean. By Catherine Dean on iTunes right now.
On iTunes. And can I pre-order that? Or
no? Well, so like the EP, so the EP is released now, and then I believe they can pre-order. Or if you guys want, you're like, oh my God, I need more Catherine Dean. If you guys follow me, especially Instagram or Twitter, wherever else, and all that information is on my website, CatherineDeanOfficial.com.
CatherineDeanOfficial.com, CatherineDeanOfficial.com.
And that's also where you can find the video for my first single, I'll Show You Crazy, with Paul Boyd, which is on Vevo. Yay! And also shows all of my tour dates. And everything, pretty much all things Catherine Dean. You can find – I've been doing these little 15-second Instagram covers – of different songs, both newer ones and throwbacks, which have been really fun.
I'm glad you said that. You said something about playing the ukulele.
Yes, I play the ukulele, and so I did it for Riptide by Vance Joy.
How hard is it to write a song? I mean, have you tried writing a song?
Oh, I've written many a song on ukulele.
On the ukulele?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well, because there's a lot of songs. I don't know if any of those ones are, but...
These are not...
See, the funny thing is that...
These are not ukulele inspired.
By the time, like within the first... Before I released the album, which I think included a couple of these ones, basically as of a year ago, I had 19 fully recorded songs.
Say that again. You had 19...
Fully recorded songs? You just guys...
Ukulele recorded
No, just like fully recorded.
Okay.
And so a lot of them were, written on ukulele, including one for... I always say that, I try and be a very nice person, but there's a few things, like three things basically that... If you do, I will throw down.
Like what?
Because I know, definitely the power of words, and I also know that, I definitely am an observant person and from a psychological standpoint as well. And so I'll learn very quickly what the buttons are that can, destroy a person, basically. Yeah, it sounds bad, but it
sounds bad.
You're
it is
safe
bad.
Unless you do these three one of these three things.
One.
Number one, loyalty is, one of my number one things. So if you break my loyalty, it's like, oh, no. No, you're going down. That one's not as – that would say that's on a 1 to 3 scale of how bad it'll be. That's probably a 1. I would say, number 2 and probably second is that is if you try and bully someone, I will defend their honor. I have this whole thing about how I think, obviously this is probably a simplistic, answer to a big problem, but for bullying, that I think a lot of it can be taken magnitude of it maybe is able to be taken away a little bit by clever comebacks.
Because
I remember I on behalf of my high school, I was a peer counselor in high school, and so I represented them for this Anti-Defamation League. It's this anti-bullying conference. And I remember they were reading this thing, and it was oh, I hope you die in a fire. And it's my response would be because I'm so hot. Because what are they going to say? No, because you suck. It's no, I think it's because I'm so hot. That's definitely something that's near and dear to my heart, as every philanthropy is. And then and then number 3, which is the biggest one, is if you mess with one of my best friends. And so there's this gentleman out there named Gavin. And so I wrote this song about him, and I posted it on his Facebook. And tagged everyone that we both knew. And he first liked it, then unliked it, then deleted his entire Facebook for a week. And then he made a new one. So, yeah. And he deserved it. I give him a very fair warning. I was look, here's the deal, Gavin. Look me in the eye right now. If you mess with Lexi, I will destroy you. I guarantee it. And he's oh, yeah. And I was okay. And, he messed with her. And he didn't break her heart. But, he definitely, yeah. And so, yeah, I wrote a song called Gavin Song. And it's can someone give me a G, an A, a V, an I, an N? If I spell it out, will you understand that you're an idiot and you'll never again be a man? So if we put together 2 and 2, we're left with a move party of you.
There you go.
Yeah.
I want to thank you. Way over here in the corner is Dave Wechner. I want to thank you so much for everything since.
Yes, thank you.
Whatever comes before October.
Shout out to him and my entire.
You're a good man.
Oh, you're a good man. Thank you.
Shout out to Dave. I call him head coach. And my entire Catherine Dean dream team, as I call them, KDDT. You guys know who you are. You guys have taken.
Oh, yeah. Now's the time. Pound it out. Anybody
okay,
you want to
ready
get,
for this? Okay.
You ready? Let's go. Okay. It's time for the speed round.
All right. Lightning round. Okay. Let's
Ding.
Okay. I promised you I would do my own sound effects. Yeah. Okay. So Catherine Dean dream team, everyone, Heather, Amanda, Alex, obviously Dave, newly on the team, Howie, Mark, Paul, obviously multiple Pauls, Liz, everyone. You guys know who you are. My amazing band. I love you. Everyone at Studio 637. My family and my friends and every girl that just can't even because it's just so much fun to write about you and it gives me so much joy. So I thank you for that. and then go follow me places.
I thank you for coming
just
on
tonight.
Just
not to my car.
Well, I'm going to follow you.
You're going to follow. You can follow me to my car, but just like no one else.
Okay. Well,
Dave's coming in the car. So
yeah, so fine. Yeah, it's not really following.
Yeah.
Dave, thank you for bringing her on, for all the conversation, for absolutely everything. Catherine, thank you. Let's just say it's no longer on Frappe.
I'm glad.
It's whatever, like, one of those first two buttons are, like Crush.
Blend.
Yeah. That's
I feel like Crush is kind of aggressive.
Well, yeah, but it's no Frappe.
See, but I feel like Frappe is, it's like, I feel like Ice Crush is the most intense. And then it's jarring, like, it's loud, like, it's going down. Am I not allowed to say that?
No. Well, that's okay. All I have to do is keep track of what time it was and just put it on the whatchamacallit.
I'm so sorry about that.
That's quite all right. That's okay. That is quite all right, because that's the absolutely perfect lead-in to this next to the last song of the night, which is going to be my favorite song off the Catherine Dean EP there.
And you can see the video for this on Vevo,
and
directed by Paul Boyd.
Yeah, that's right, because you can see all of that at Catherine Dean Official, KATHRYNDEAN
Official.com. Yes, and yeah, check out Hit the Lights. April 28th, and you guys are amazing. I love you all. Thank you.
You take care of yourselves. Have a safe one. Have a good one. I am Christopher Floyd, your host, and you have been listening to The Kitchen Sink.
Down the tree is where you'll find your life. So hide your kids and hide your wife. 'Cause it's too late, there's no going back. I'll hit you like a heart attack. Did I yell, did I shout? Let my emotions out. You're far from making me snap, 'cause you can guarantee I'll bite back.